This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. U.S. meat producer Tyson Foods today reported a quarterly loss due to more expensive chicken feed and losses on grain hedging activities, but said chicken has since improved due to higher meat prices and lower costs. For the fiscal first quarter ending December 27th, Tyson posted a loss of $112 million, or 30 cents a share, on sales of $6.52 billion compared with a year earlier profit of $34 million or 10 cents a share on sales of $6.48 billion. The beef unit broke even versus a year earlier loss of $68 million, while pork earned $55 million versus $79 million a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 8,118. It's up 41 points. The NASDAQ 1495 up 18.22. While the S&P 500 is at 841, it's up 9.5 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with the first look of the week at agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and we will start out with a look at South America, where rainfall did cover a good portion of Argentina over the weekend. It does look like the rain fell in the pattern that we talked about over the weekend. Several areas were notably drier than others. Rainfall did range from around 2/3 of an inch to almost 1 3/4 inches of rain from central Buenos Aires into southern southeastern Cordoba and far southwestern Santa Fe region. The National Weather Service of Argentina suggested that one small region in central Buenos Aires may have picked up over 2 inches of rain, and most of the rainfall outside the region was less than 2/3 of an inch, with Entre Rios, easternmost Buenos Aires, and Santiago del Estero remaining mostly dry. Computer models do indicate that we will see some rain over the next 10 days or so. Does not look like a generalized soaking of rain, but there will be some scattered showers around, and that will set up a better situation, not greatly improved, but better than the dry, hot conditions that computer models had suggested for the upcoming 2 weeks. In fact, expanding out the forecast for a few more days does seem to help in bringing some rain to the area. The weekend rain event has been reduced for the upcoming weekend relative to what we had been looking at on computer models over the weekend. And there have been some timing changes in the rain that does occur after February 5th. The bottom line, it remains one of less stress for the crop areas of Argentina over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Again, not a big reversal in crop and soil conditions, because that's highly unlikely, but showers and thunderstorms expected tonight and tomorrow will supplement the weekend precipitation and give crops the best environment for plant growth and development seen in some while. But the situation is still far from ideal, with Buenos Aires and La Pampa continuing to be disfavored for meaningful rain for the rest of this week. As far as Brazil goes, a fine midsummer weather pattern will occur across Brazil's grain and oilseed production areas over the next 2 weeks. Most areas will get rain at one time or another. Amounts should be sufficient to support crop development into early February without much worry over dryness or any extreme weather events. Rainfall during the coming week will range anywhere between an inch up to 4 inches, with some amounts in the southern Minas Gerais, São Paulo, northern Paraná to Mato Grosso, possibly picking up a little bit more rain than that. Rainfall elsewhere will range anywhere from 1/2 to 2 inches, with greater amounts locally. The driest area will be in Bahia, a few northernmost Minas Gerais locations, and a few southern Rio Grande do Sul crop areas, with some locations in Bahia remaining totally dry. As far as the Midwest, the weekend was cold. We did see some light snow, and we have more snow on the way, and possibly more freezing rain and sleet. In fact, it looks pretty likely that areas generally just south of the Ohio River Valley could see a significant ice situation developing. Cold weather prevails across the plains, with temperatures dropping to 20 below zero this morning in northern Montana. And just north of the border, a couple locations were around 30 below zero. And again, that cold air does not want to give up. So we have a colder than average week ahead, with generally several impulses. The first couple will produce some significant snowfall. And towards the end of the week, it looks like we have another couple of light snow situations developing and pushing in our direction. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 610.5 unchanged. Last trade up 10.25. May 624 up 2.75. Last trade up 9.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 583.75 up 1. Last trade up 12.25. May 598 up 2.5. Last trade up 13.25. July 607.25 up 1. Last trade up 13. March corn opened at 393.75, up 3.25, last trade up 7.75, May 404 up 4.5, last trade up 6.5, July 415 up 3, last trade up 7, December 439.25 up 3.25, last trade up 7. March beans opened at 10.15 up 6, last trade up 16.75, May 10.22.5 up 6.25, last trade up 16.75, July 10.33 up 9.75, last trade up 16, November 9.46.5 up 3.25, last trade up 16.25. March soybean meal opened at 3.20.40 up 2.10, last trade up $4. March soybean oil opened at 33.70 up 1, make that up 10, and last trade up 40. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I am doing well on a Monday after we had a snowy weekend across Illinois and Indiana.
Indiana, yeah, some areas seem to get some snow. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a whole lot yet. Just dustings is all we've really seen. So it's not affecting us a whole lot here. I think north and south have seen a little bit more than we have here in the central area. Going to be an interesting day today, it looks like. There was some rain down in Argentina over the weekend. Maybe about as expected, maybe a touch disappointing. But I think the real market tone here today is going to be developed by the forecast, which leans towards above normal temperatures as we move through midweek. Right now it looks like high pressure is starting to set back up, which is going to limit the amount of rain coming back in there. They really need a good soaking rain, and thus far do not appear to have that on slate at this time.
Technically, overnight, if you looked at the charts, it looked like corn and beans tried to push to the upside of their wedge formations but failed to break through.
Sure. But, you know, they could easily do that today, Dave. It sure feels like that's the tone that we're going to set. We started out a little higher last night and then lost momentum. And then as the morning forecast came out, it seemed like everybody turned it back around and started working their way back up. I think this week we make a run at trying to test that high we put in back on the 12th of January at 1060 is what my thought is. You make a run to try and challenge that. Not necessarily today, but I think we try and make a run at that on just a continued concern about South America. They've certainly got a lot of beans are carrying over, but they don't seem to be moving those right now either.
How much of that move to the upside is on short covering?
Oh, Dave, I don't know. We're not building fund positions very fast, so you're probably right. A bunch of it probably is on short covering, but I haven't actually studied that one. So I'm certainly in the friendlier mode, and I think it's all about weather. The Chinese are on their lunar holiday, so we're not going to see much action out of them near term. Export demand overnight was fairly quiet. We'll have export inspections here this morning, but they seem to be a non-event anymore. So I think traders will focus on what they see as a possible threat to the crop. I assume you probably reported last week the Ag Secretary and Argentina lowered the planted acres down there, basically equivalent to a year ago, and a year ago's production number was 46.2. So there's some whispers out here that they may actually drop below 42, maybe even below 40 million metric tons, which would put somewhat of a clamp on the world-ending stocks, which are fairly plentiful right now. So I don't want to get real carried away. This is not an all-out bullish type market, but it certainly could lead us to a little bit more friendly tone for the near term.
How do we start then this morning?
I think you're going to be up in that 15 to 20 range on beans. I think corn will be 5 to 7 higher, and I'm looking for wheat to be up in the 10 to 12 range myself.
CME livestock?
Well, the cattle and feed report's certainly friendly. Come in at 92.9 on cattle on feed, below the estimates of 94. The placements were at 96.8 versus 100.6. So you got to feel like that's going to be friendly, and I don't know whether it's going to get the hogs turned around. I'm concerned that the hogs broke contract lows overnight and act like they want to sink a little bit lower. I don't see how that's going to happen if the cattle keep going. So I'm probably going to take a little bit of a friendly tone to both hogs and cattle right now.
Cattle start 50 cents higher?
I would think so. Every bit of it, Dave. $50 to a dollar better.
Okay. Thank you very much there, Brian. That's Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.